We've been thinking about is our church ministries as evangelistic through a number of different perspectives. Just to remind you, in this slot, the kind of things we've thought about the evangelistic landscape. So Andy took us through some of the material from the recent ministry survey, and we looked at the missional context that exists in this country amongst non-Christians and amongst the churches. So it was a kind of, okay, look, this is what it looks like across the country. We thought about our own personal evangelism. and I don't know whether I used the phrase, I often used it for eldership, but I think it applies here. In looking at our own personal evangelism, we need to recognize, don't we, that we are thermostats, not thermometers. So a thermostat sets the temperature, a thermometer measures the temperature. And so it's not our job to sit in judgment on our congregations, bemoaning the fact that you want them at 25, but they're currently at 15. We want to set the temperature, set the lead. We're leaders, so let's give it a crack. Let's do the work of an evangelist, as Paul tells Timothy. So we thought about our own personal evangelism, and I think that was helpful. We've thought about evangelistic events. So the last time we gathered, I tried to help us to think through how and why we might incorporate those into a church program. So I've recognized that over the last few years, there's been a big resurgence, which I rejoice in, of the kind of the missional go and tell. But in one sense, I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. To use another metaphor, I want to throw the kitchen sink in evangelism. So I believe in both come and see and go and tell. And come and see still works. And we thought about what we might do, how we might do it, why we might do it in that area. And then Tom helped us think through evangelistic courses to drill down into that in particular, to think through what we might do and how we might use courses as part of our arsenal. Now what I want to do today to finish off, and perhaps helpfully, as you look ahead to the year that's coming, I want us to think about training an evangelistic congregation, or rather training a congregation to be evangelistic. Once I talk about the congregation, you know that when I say that, what I mean is the individuals in your congregation of whatever age and stage, whatever their background. So in other words, it could be, the kids work, the youth work, could be the seniors or whatever. We're thinking about how can we train and equip a congregation to be evangelistically minded and evangelistically active. Okay, so that's what I want us to do this morning. Why don't I pray to that end? Father, help us to think well amongst ourselves about what it is that we're trying to do, how it is we're trying to do it, how we might do it better. Help us to learn from one another, to ask pertinent questions that might identify what are some of the root issues that we need to identify and address. Father, we don't want superficial answers to a superficial analysis of a problem that is in fact bigger than we might have recognized. So help us, we pray, to look at it, to diagnose it, and to come up with something that commends itself to people so that we might be those that more naturally and more frequently speak of the Lord Jesus Christ and all that he has done for us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, big shape to the session, which will be probably about 45 minutes now. Maybe before, we might have a break halfway through. Three big questions, usual stuff. Where are you now? Where do you want to be? What's the plan to get there? So that's the big thing. So in other words, the first thing is, where are you now? What the team that you've got, the church that you've got, what's the state of play? Really? What's going on? So it's that kind of thoughtful analysis. Second, where would you like to be? In other words, what's a win? And you might choose by the end of next year. Let's be honest, it's a one-year project. It's not a one-month project. So where would you like to be this time next year? And then we're going to think through, okay, what's the plan to get there? Because that's not going to happen automatically. What are we going to have to do? Think that through to stir it up. Okay, so those three big questions. So first of all then, where is your church plan now? So this is the diagnostic question. What I'm calling for at this point is honest evaluation of what's going on, who is doing what, how they feel about what they're being asked to do, how does it go down, what is the evangelistic temperature in your congregation. At this point, you probably are allowed to be a thermometer. It's the appraisal, it's the audit. It won't be pleasant, it won't be comfortable. No one likes being visited. Apparently the kitchens are being inspected today in this building. I imagine Faye's a little bit nervous about that, because by the end of the day, she'll find out, you know, how those kitchens rate or whatever. The results that we get when we look at our congregational evangelistic activity might not be pretty, but if we are going to make any progress, what we need is a clear and accurate picture of where we are. Agreed? Brilliant. Okay, so what I'd like you to do, and I'll give you 10 minutes, so 5 minutes on each, but we can extend that if we need to. Turn to your partner and together try to get an accurate analysis of where you think things are. So in other words, if John is talking to Pete, John would say to Pete, "Pete, what's the state of play?" And let's say, Pete, you want to do just the youth work. What's the state of play? Evangelistic, what's the state of play in the youth work? And you might say, "Well, I don't know, it's probably okay. They've been some friends." Your job, don't let them off the hook. So keep pressing down into the detail. So how many are you talking about? How frequently would they bring friends? So, you know, over the last year, how many would you say have shared the faith, you know, the faith? So don't let them off the hook, not because you're giving them a hard time, but make him look in the mirror, or rather make him look at the congregation, and then flip that and pick your job. So it's that kind of coaching thing we've done before. So pair, I don't know how you guys want to pair off, but I'll leave that to you. You're all grown-ups. I don't know. Okay, so that's the question. Everyone, off you go. I'll give you 5 minutes.